WIRX.
Good morning. Hey, 6:45, Brock Hunter. All right, we got to keep things moving here. It is time for...
Aaron Neville trying to do Tim Allen? Is that what... That's terrible.
I don't think so. All right.
No, it's how you got to do it. Oh.
It's time for Rock News and Rock History. We can't stall to this time. We got to go.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. And don't forget, you can pick up your free WIRX Baby Rocker Onboard window stickers at AIR. Just go in there, say, hey, I want a window sticker. You can get yourself taken care of there at AIR, M139 in Benton Harbor. Well, AC/DC singer Brian Johnson has posted numerous clips from season 1 and 2 of his TV series, A Life on the Road, on his YouTube channel. I've actually spent a lot of time watching this. He's got so many amazing guests. For example, like this clip from his show with Nick Mason of Pink Floyd. Take a listen to this. Like, it's so cool because it's not just music, it's just life in general.
Oh, look at this little Bentley.
Welcome to my world.
This is beautiful. You lucky son. I mean, I've seen photographs of it in magazines and I've seen little clips on the TV, but I've never actually been here.
This is really where it all started, of course,
yeah.
Because this was my dad's car.
Yes.
And he used to race this. And so the big treat when I was a kid was to go to Silverstone, sitting in the back here. But you can sort of see why they were great cars.
So, again, that was a clip of him with Nick Mason of Pink Floyd, but he's done stuff with Sting, Billy Joel, Robert Plant, Roger Daltrey, Dolly Parton, Lars Ulrich from Metallica. It's a really cool show, and it airs on Access TV, but I tell everyone, if you get a chance, if you're a fan of music, if you're a fan of Brian Johnson, these other artists, it's just cool because... it's not just your typical sit down, let's talk about music. They get into life. They get into stories. They talk about things other than music. Like they're talking about Nick Mason's amazing car collection, which is insane. I don't think there's a car in Nick Mason's garage that isn't like worth less than $5 million. It's insane. It's absolutely nuts. Yeah. So, check it out. Brian Johnson and his Life on the Road series now on YouTube as well as Access TV if you're looking for that. So, and I just like hearing Brian Johnson talk. He's got the most.
You know, I was just going to say that. It's so weird hearing him on stage and then hearing him talk.
Yeah. Like, you think you come up like, ooh. He's very
he
mellow.
He comes up and he's just a regular guy.
Yeah,
how are you? I'm Brian.
Much mellower than you see on stage when he's going, ooh. All right. Well, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, May 12th, 1950, William Helsip Squire, better known as Billy Squire, was born in Wellesley, Massachusetts. Obviously, a very prominent artist in the 80s, had big hits like Lonely as the Night, The Stroke, which, by the way, The Stroke is not about, you know, it's actually about the music industry. He's gone on record saying, no, it's about the music industry and how they kind of stroke your ego. You know, they get you in there. They tell you you're the greatest.
Right.
And they throw all this stuff at you. But really,
nobody
just,
believes
you know,
it, though.
People just make
guys eat dirty minds.
Greasing those palms, man. But happy birthday, Billy Squire. Love you, man. All right. That is your rock news and your rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR. We'll be back. Brock.